Great game. Two good sides. They posed us a lot of problems, especially the last 20 minutes of the first half. I think they got a goal against a run of play. It rocked us slightly. We got in at half-time. We were very calm. We got key points across. And then second half, it was all us, really. You know, I think it was all us. They had one or two moments. You know, Pat made a save, but so quick on the front foot, so exciting going forward. And we deserve the penalty. You know, I don't watch penalties. Not sure where Griff put it, but the reaction from the crowd was, you know, amazing. But another pleasing performance, and you know, all we can do is try and beat what's in front of us.
Wonderful first quarter of the game. What was the plan? Well, whatever the plan was, it was well executed. Do you want to talk about what we wanted from the players?
We watched them against Lancaster. We knew that they were quite slow at the back. We knew we needed to get onto them. We knew we needed to force them to go long, and we did, and then we could recycle the second ball. We did it really well. And that was our key instruction. And then they hit us, you know, goal. I think the referee should have done better. I think it's a foul. And then, you know, we just dropped off. I don't know if you've seen how many long balls we started going big. And our key instruction at half-time was for Charlie Oliver and Curtis Jones to step over the halfway line. And I don't think they had to go long all second half. It was a pass into feet. It was a pass. So we just lost our discipline slightly. But that's again, a new group that are learning new ways. And, you know, they've figured another way out today, and they've got out of it. And they've done brilliant.
Cech Tiam wins the penalty. And he's got this ability, hasn't he, to... Sometimes I think he puts himself in a bit of trouble, but he's got incredible close control, and the leg was out and he went over, and then Griffiths, well, you didn't see it.
Where did he put it?
To the keeper's right. Keeper went the wrong way, but it was buried really well. But you must be happy with that bit of the job.
We were brave today. We lost Donners to a hamstring. We put Young Deck in today. I thought it was excellent. You know, Griff and Charlie Ennis sat out. Got a game Monday. You know, we've got to keep everyone fresh and turn things around. But it was a pleasing performance. You know, that's what we can say. And I think on the balance of play, I would have been disappointed if we didn't win the game. I think they've got a good side. I really do think they've got a good side, and they'll do well this season. And like I said, all we can do is try and beat what's in front of us. But we were probably played Macclesfield at a good time today, because they lost the first game since November. We knew they were going to be smarting slightly. And when you come here, you come into a really good footballing team, and you know, I think we moved the ball really, really well today.
I'd throw that back at you and saying I expected them to be absolutely smarting from that and come all guns blazing.
Maybe, but you know, the psychology around the performance is big. I think there was a lot of pressure from the top end. I spoke to the manager before the game, and well, we might lose, and we re-galvanise and we go again, and we pick the bones out of it, and we don't press panic buttons. And you can see from our two defeats, that's, you know, we've gone and won the last two at Broadhurst Park, so you know, really, really chuffed.
Well, We think it's well over a decade since FC won their first three home games in a season. So you're smashing records all over the place, Neil.
You know, they're so good to work with, James. Honestly, they're such a young group. They're such a hungry group. I thought when Keane Baroo came on, he just lit the place up, you know, and that's what he's got. They're just brilliant to work with. And, you know, every time they cross the white line, whether it's home or away, they'll do the best to one, play the right brand of football, and two, to win football games. And all you can do is ask them to do that. And sometimes it'll go wrong. Sometimes it goes right, and you know, it's gone right three times this season, it's gone wrong twice this season. But we've just got to listen, there's nothing won or lost in August. We've just got to keep our feet on the ground. You know, we're near our points total that we had from the first six games. So if we can achieve that points total, then we'll be really happy.
And you mentioned Pat Boyes made a save. He made some very good, he made a few saves. I mean, he really did. It was the statistic is quite big, and some of them were really decent saves.
I mean, he's great with his feet, you know, he makes it. But managers say that he's there to, that's what he's there for, isn't he? You know, and he does make great saves. But it is good, he's so calm, he's kicking, he's present, he's catching, he's talking. I think he's got a really good relationship and understanding now with Charlie Oliver and Curtis Jones, who are excelling, in my opinion. But yeah, but listen, you're going to have to make saves. You're going to have to make saves against good sides, and good sides like Radcliffe, Macclesfield, they're going to force keeping into good saves. So we've just got to, listen, James, we've just got to keep our feet on the ground. We're all buzzing now. We're absolutely buzzing. I can't wait. You know, I'm going to go have a drink and celebrate with the fans. It's going to be electric. But then we've got to turn it around really quickly. We've got a big game on Monday.
You made quite a bolt. It was interesting because Charlie Ennis was spoken of very warmly on Tuesday night of bringing some real poise to the midfield. You didn't. You went with a very young lineup. Thoughts behind that? You just trust them to do the job?
Trust the whole squad. Trust the whole squad. Deck's been out for a couple of games. And, you know, there's no point in me talking about trust and rotation if we're not going to give lads the opportunity to do it. We've got a great group there. You know, and it might be that some lads are tired. You know, maybe you've got to bring in, you know, Pav from out of the wilderness to come in. They're a great group, you know, and all they can do, yes, they're going to be frustrated when they don't play. Yeah, they're going to be upset. Probably Charlie Ennis is going to pull me and say, I was man at match on. But it's not about individuals. It's about the collective. And we believe that team today was right. We didn't want to lose Donoghue, but we did. Griffiths came on and did well. we rotated it when Jay came off and young Keegan came on, who was brilliant. You know, Nick was tired, so Maxi led the line. So we've just got to keep rolling it out. We built a squad. We built 20, and we believe that any of that 20 can play in this team.
And Donoghue, hamstring, you say, a few games then? Probably.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks for Donoghue. But, listen, that's why we've got, you know, Charlie Munro's just around the corner now. You got Luke Griffiths, Dec McLaughlin, Charlie Ennis. We said in pre-season, didn't we, if we get an injury to Donoghue, we can't be turning around and going not having an adequate replacement, and we have. But Dec McLaughlin was outstanding today. I really do. I thought he was outstanding, and sometimes unassumingly goes about his business. But I was, I was chuffed with the ball. You know, it's a great 3 points. We're delighted with it. But like I said, we're going to watch Radcliffe's game now. I'm going to have a busy weekend now. I'm going to turn it round. I've got to watch everything, get all the analysis sides set up, and get ready for Radcliffe on Monday.
What sort of game they are? Runaway leaders now.
Have they won today?
They won 5-2. I think there was a turning point in that game. Mask were winning 1-0. Seems like Mask player got sent off. At the same time, they got their first and then they won 5.
They're flying, aren't they? They won 5 from 5. They've got a great side. They've got National League players in Jordan Hume. We know we'll travel in our numbers to Radcliffe. They'll have plenty of people on. There's a bit of needle in the game. But we've got to go there. We know our points total to go there. And if we... Listen, I'll tell you. You know, if we come out of the first 6 days with 10 points, with the start we've had, wow, that's unbelievable. And then we can kick on. That was our points total. And getting that against Mac today has given us that real opportunity to go now. Can we set up? Can we get a point off Radcliffe? Of course we're going to set up to get 3. But if we could get a point and turn it around, great. If we don't, you know, if we end up 9 from 18, it's still a solid start. So we're going there in good spirits to win the football game. We know it's going to be difficult, but I think every game's difficult.